Hello again, once again. Hi, friends, once again. Hello, and welcome to Aging with Energy, the Old Guys Travel Show, episode number 30, brought to you by the Chamber Plan and the Retirement Sherpa.
Didn't know where my head was at when you found me. Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace.
As I mentioned on our last show, Fred and I are actually traveling while doing our traveling show. So there, okay?
Mm-hmm. It must be done.
It is being done. There's no getting around it. For people that have never heard the program before, we're two old guys that are aging with energy. So, therefore, we are traveling around reporting on... Look, there's your beautiful wife. God yes. Damn it, eh?
There she is.
Yes. What's that
Did
all
Did you
about?
Need anything, my beautiful wife? Are you going shopping or something, my beautiful wife?
She's got a beautiful hat on there. Yeah, oh, nice.
Did you need money, my sweet? Okay. Have you got all the things? Are you going to get all the things that I need, my sweet? Oh, okay.
Do you guys need a minute?
No, this is, here we are, Dominican Republic. She's off to the Dominican market to get Dominican food for our Dominican experience.
Have you found the Dominican prices to be comparable or to more expensive?
No. I find them very reasonable down here. Very, very reasonable. Yes.
Well, here in the Mayan Riviera, where I am, in a pueblo known as Puerto Aventuras, yo voy a supermercado. Todos los días, I go shopping almost every day. And the one thing that I will tell you, I should have mentioned this on the Humble and Fred show, but I will tell you because you're Fred and I'm humble. The thing I think is one of my favorite things here in Mexico is that every day when I go and get avocados, or as Mexicans call them, aguacates, because that's what they can, because that's a Spanish word for avocado. There's two huge bins of them, all on the verge of readiness. You know, when you shop for an avocado in Canada, you're like, it's like a game. You're kind of gambling, like, will I need it?
It's a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. But not here, man. Not here. You get fresh avocados. I think I probably eat avocado almost every day here. It's one of my favorite things.
Yes.
So that's what I'd like to report to you.
No, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Dude, give me some more volume because you're very quiet over there. That's better now. But something happened between the big show and this show. You got very quiet.
Okay. Right. Maybe I'm not projecting as well.
Well, that's it. We've already done like three shows now, so we're a little tired, but we will press on. Today's program.
Press on fingernail.
Yeah. What was the other? Was it yesterday? I was talking about the people that live in the condo beneath me, but I made the mistake of starting the sentence by saying, "Anyways, the people below me," and you're like, "Below me?" And I'm like,
"I won't even kiss you.
I won't even kiss you." You know, those are the kind of things that make this program amusing to me. Maybe not other people. But man, I thought about that all day. I'm like, yeah, below me. The people below me. Today's program is about an experience that I've had recently, but that both of us have had in our travels around the world. And that is renting cars.
Yeah, the most stressful aspect of travel for me. If I can go on vacation without a car, I am very, very happy. Because I just don't like the baggage of worrying about a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And obviously, there's some vacations you have to have them. And a vacation like this one, I don't need one. It just takes a lot of stress off for me.
Well, I agree on most of that. I mean, I've had multiple car rental stories over the years. But recently... I rented a truck, actually, for a month in Palm Springs. It wasn't supposed to be a truck, but they upgraded me to one with no charge. I'm like, all right, fine. I rented a small car in Scotland, when I was there in 2017 for a golf tournament that I got to watch, and it was a drive on the right-hand side, stick shift, great, no problem. But I knew coming here that there was, I was going to say, I understand why it's stressful. It is stressful. Part of it is because you're never sure, and this will be the segue into my most recent episode here, but part of it is you're not sure what you're covered for, and getting into an accident in a foreign country is not what I want to do.
No, not at all. Of course you don't want to do that, because just not only the bother of it all and what would be involved given, you know, the proximity and the distance and the communication, it takes away from your your adventure time, so to speak.
And sometimes what I'm about to describe, it's not just Mexico-centric, although this story is about something that apparently happens a lot here in the Cancun area. But you were telling me about a situation when you guys went down to Florida, you know, here in the, you know, in the United States, everything was, you know, you think it'd be less stressful.
No, I went on Expedia and I rented a car through Fox Rent-A-Car, which I had used before and never had a problem. And then when I got to the desk, the guy had a bit of an attitude. He was sort of annoyed that I rented the Fox car through Expedia. And I said, that's the only way I've ever done it. Then he proceeded to tell me that, you know, I wouldn't have certain coverages because I used Expedia. If I'd have booked right through Fox, I could have had a second driver. And then I said, oh, okay, but what would the price have been? And he gives me this price, $200 or $300 more. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense to me, because why would I spend $200 or $300 more to save, you know, to have an insurance that's not even worth that?
No, I know, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, it was a bit of a cluster F anyway, the guy makes me feel bad, and I start second guessing myself at the counter, and I'm thinking, I've never heard this about using Expedia or sell-off vacations or whatever to rent a car. So all of a sudden, my trip starts with this unsettled feeling.
Yes.
About the car and the insurance.
For a second there, it sounded like you said, I started sucking myself. I'm thinking, well, that's a bit aggressive in the rental car company.
Well, that's after I got the rental and pulled in behind a factory.
Just imagine this guy at the rental car counter, and he's upset about something. The next thing you know, starts sucking himself. Like, wow, sir, okay. You don't have to pay extra. Stop it. Anyway. So, I've told this story. I'll do it as quickly as I can. It apparently, and what you described there is you booked through Expedia, which is a second party or an agent that is not the rental car company. I did the same through a company, and I thought you'd be proud of me. I researched this company, Discovery Cars. I went a bunch of different blogs. I saw reviews of Discovery Cars, and they were great. I followed this couple that had this big article about renting a car in Mexico, and they recommended Discovery Car, and ultimately I looked at reviews, and that's what I used. The problem is, they're not the car rental company, as you've described. They put you into, in my case, Europe Car. And just like you, that's a car rental company that I've used before. I've used them in, imagine, of all places, Europe. And never had any trouble. So, I mean, maybe the step I should have taken prior to coming here would have been to look at the Europe Car Cancun rental experiences, because then I would have known what I know now. But I didn't. So I got off the plane. Everything was, I had a price of a pretty good price through Discovery Car, which, by the way, also included extra insurance. So I thought, okay, at least because I found out through my insurance, my insurance wasn't going to cover in Mexico. By the way, if you're traveling, check with your insurer, because a lot of countries it does cover. But Mexico ain't one of them. I get here and I'm at the airport, and all of a sudden now I'm being bullied, cajoled, or whatever you want to say, made to feel uncomfortable and unsettled, because they're making me feel like if I don't take this extra coverage for liability, and I will not be able to rent the car. Or they would hesitate to rent me the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that extra coverage costed another $35 a day. So it took my price from one thing, which about $2,000, to another $2,800 on top of that. But as we described on the show, I got off a plane and I'm about to start my vacation, and I thought everything was taken care of, and now here I am. I don't speak enough Spanish to really. I couldn't. It just was a very uncomfortable situation, and I just took it. And that was on the 27th of January. We're recording this on the 15th of February, and pretty much every day for the last 3 weeks, I've been involved in some kind of trying to get my effing money back or get some company to acknowledge that this bullshit went on. And by the way, if you look at the reviews, goes on here all the time.
Yes, I've experienced that on a similar level. When I was going to book in Mexico, the prices just seemed too good to be true.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, what? I could get a car for 3 weeks for like $48? What? Like, what is this? And again, that's an exaggeration, but not much of one.
No, I know.
And you're trying to figure out, like why is it so cheap? Only to get there and find out the insurance attachment makes it more expensive than anywhere I've ever been.
Yeah.
And you just and it's frustrating because you can't really get those answers until you're standing at the desk. You know, it's that whole switch and bait or bait and switch thing. Deal. So I know what you're talking about. I've been there.
But to your point about it being too good to be true, I don't know. When I first got the price and I did the math, and I just did it again now, it was $2,000, which was going to make my price $31 a day. And I thought, okay, that's a great deal. But I guess I thought, much like our Airbnb show, where you basically, the longer you book, the cheaper it is, I just took that. I thought, well, that's what that is. It's so cheap because I'm renting it for 63 days.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, I've been back and forth with Discovery Car. They gave me a little bit of compensation because, as they said, listen, we're just the agents for this, and we're not making much money, and they've returned $400 of that. But I'm still kind of out where I feel I'm out. A lot of dough that I wasn't planning to pay for a rental car, and I wish I'd have known that before, because then I would have made a decision maybe to not take it for the whole 2 months or whatever, but I wish I'd have known that.
Okay, let's do the checklist. You phoned your insurance before you left. They said you are not covered in Mexico,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
You did not phone your credit card company to ask them what they covered once you're there, because often credit card will cover up to $40,000 for the car and $500,000 in personal injury, not liability, which usually kicks in to your personal insurance. But if you're told personal insurance doesn't cover it, well, you're in a bit of a quandary. Now you have to start finding out how you're completely covered. Again, unsettling, and often you don't get the answers that you need. So again, I know what you went through, because I've been there before.
Well, I wish I would have taken that step. I wish I would have gotten a conversation with my credit card company that I had yesterday. So what I've done now is this. I spent another 2 hours, and I'm not exaggerating. The first time I was on hold, I was on hold for 55 minutes, and then I had to go away for the afternoon, and then I came back and I went on hold again. But I was saying this about CIBC and Visa. They were very, very helpful to me. So the first thing I did is I canceled that credit card, because and there's a bit of a gray area here, because they have put as part of their contract is they put a hold of $2,500 on the card. And what I know now is very often what they do is they trump up little bullshit charges. Oh, the cleaning was this or the tire was that. And then they charge you after the fact. Well, they can go ahead and try, but they may not be able to get money out of that. The gray area is the new card. It may trip to that number, but I'm going to make it harder for them. But the other thing I did is now I've started a dispute. So CIBC now will give me back the disputed amount, and they'll go and fight with Europcar to get their money.
Yeah, not what you want to be doing. And it doesn't need to be that complicated.
No, you're right.
You
know? No, I don't.
You know what's really changed about insurance as well? And again, whenever I go away, I phone my insurance company. I'm going here. What exactly do I have to do so I know I'm covered? And again, I've had the conversation with my credit card company as well to cover my ass. It used to be if I went away for a week, sometimes despite being covered by my insurance company and my credit card, I still bought the car rental company insurance because it's walk away insurance. Anything happens, you just walk away.
Right.
Well, it used to be it was $7 or $6 or $7 a day.
Yeah.
So for $50, your ass was covered. Well, now the price of that has gone through the roof.
Yes.
So it doesn't even make sense to do that anymore. It's like, why am I going to spend? I rented this car for $400. Now they want $300 insurance for 7 days.
Listen, dude.
So now you got to lean on your insurance again.
I'm paying more for insurance of this shitty. Well, it's not shitty. I shouldn't say shitty. It's a nice. It's a Mexican Chevrolet. It's probably worth in total $13,000-$14,000. But I'm paying more, theoretically, more for insurance on this than I pay for my car at home.
Right. Although you do save on that Mexican Chevrolet because it's powered by Mexican jumping beans, right?
So yes, that's right. Well, that's it. There's no gas. You just and it's interesting, too, because what I hear when I drive, I hear someone say, Andre, Andre, arriba, arriba. And maybe next time, what you'll do is teach me that trick when they give me guff at the rental car. I'll just start sucking myself. All right. Well, there you go. There's another episode of The Stupid Show.
Hey, bottom line.
Yes.
You know, before you go, get all this stuff in order because it alleviates a lot of stress while you're away.
Yeah. That's and I'm lucky because I'm going to be here for 9 weeks total. For someone that was only going to be here for 3 weeks, what a drag that, you know, most of your time or some amount of your daily vacation time would have been taken up trying to figure out why you were charged so much money. Great to have you all with us, and thanks for listening to episode 30 of Aging with Energy, brought to you by Chamber Plan and the Retirement Sherpa. Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely.